All right, welcome to CBC Next. I'm here with Jared Fitzwater. I almost called you Fitzpatrick.
That happens all the time.
But we're here to talk about the sermon from yesterday. We started with our Truly, Truly series as we go through the 25 of the different statements in the book of John, where Jesus says, truly, truly. And that word truly means amen. And when you put it at the front of the sentence like that, it means, hey, pay attention to what I'm about to say. And we saw some big statements. Some of it was, you know, so we really dug in on that first one where we talked about him referencing Jacob's ladder, the dream in the Old Testament, where he is trying to give this sign and symbol, Jesus is, that God is present and is working, and he is doing something big. And then we talked more about this statement, truly, truly. And we'll continue this for the next several weeks, and then we'll come back to it. But what stuck out to you, Jared, as we talked about these statements in God's Word?
So the one thing that really stuck out to me was the presence of and the significance of how the kingdom is not future tense,
right?
But presence.
Yeah, right.
And how, you know, when Jesus spoke in John 1, and he talked about the ladder that was going up and down into heaven, how Jesus is that bridge between heaven and earth, between God and man.
Yeah.
And how, so when you look at that, the relationship between what Jesus wants with us is not for us to just wait for heaven,
right?
But to act now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I grew up kind of in churches that would tend sometimes to be like, just got to hold on, you know, the world's going to hell in a handbasket, and Jesus is going to come back soon. And those things might all be true, but he also said, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and that we've got a mission. We're sent to bring God's kingdom here on this earth in the in-between, heaven breaking through. And so, yeah, absolutely. What else you got?
So I was just thinking of, you know, when you look at Jesus' teaching in all four gospels, over and over and over again, you see Jesus saying, the kingdom of God is at hand. And thinking like towards the end when we brought in John 5:25 and talked about like how we have to be on board now. Like we have to act now. Jesus said at one point, you know, like a servant who has his hands on the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom.
Right.
And man, it just hits home with like, we're called to get to work here. We're called to get to work now.
Yeah.
We have to build for the kingdom. While we're here, we have so many people to reach.
Yeah.
And I want to die knowing that, man, I spent my time working for there, not just waiting.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And Jesus says in that second passage that, hey, I'm the Son of God and I'm also the Son of Man, which is a reference to Daniel talking about the one that God would give all power and authority and dominion to. That Jesus was that Messiah that was sent to come and to break into this world. And this is a little bit more of a technical sermon series of like really breaking down big statements in God's Word. And sometimes that can be a little bit, especially when you have to feel like you have to dig into the context some, can feel a little bit laborious or, you know, studious or whatever word you want to talk about. But there's big stuff in there, and it's exciting to look at these things. And I'm excited this upcoming Sunday, we're going to talk about Jesus and Nicodemus, and he gives Nicodemus three truly, truly statements. And so we're going to see how Jesus has these red, or these flags, not red flags, but these symbols that, hey, pay attention to these things. What else? Anything else that you...
I've never really thought. I know when you preached, you talked about, you know, a lot of theologians think that maybe when Jesus saw him under the fig tree, he could be reading that. Man, that's just like, that's mind blowing what could have happened.
Sure, right, yeah. And that's, you know, you're careful to say, like, this is just a speculation, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it does make that passage make a little bit more sense as to why Nathaniel changed from nothing good comes from Nazareth to this is the Son of God. That's a really big left turn. The idea, regardless, I think you do see that Jesus saw something in Nathanael or something that Nathanael was doing that would have meant he was omniscient or he knew things that the normal person wouldn't know about Nathanael and that big change in him. So, but yeah, I think the idea that maybe he was thinking about or studying this story of Jacob as to you know, why in just a verse or two after that, Jesus talks about you're going to see angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man, and kind of thinking of Jesus as the ladder, you know, of that go-between between heaven and earth.
Yeah. It also brought up the time that Jesus, when the Pharisees brought the woman and threw her on the ground, and he was like, you know, you without sin cast the first stone. When they wrote something in the sand, we don't know what it was.
Yeah.
It was something strong enough to make them turn and walk away.
Right.
Just speaks to like the power of God and what he can do.
Yeah. Yeah. There's those cool things in God's word where you wish you had more of the story, but you're confident that one day, if God wants to show us those things, you know, that we'll get to see all that. So, hey, we're glad to be with you this week, church, and we love you so much, and we hope to see you this upcoming Sunday as we continue our Truly, Truly series.